Even when you feel low, you can still go. Even when you feel slow, you can still go. Even when there's no hope, you can still go. I never answer to no, man, I still go. Go, 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 go. Hustle hard, hustle every single day. I'll be making moves till I'm buried in my grave. To the system, I don't wanna be a slave. I've been doing shit my way, or the highway. And in the driveway is a nice range. Cause I grind through the climb, I invite pain. You'll never hear me, bitch, nah, I don't complain. Just gotta flip the switch and you can go and obtain anything you want, anything you need. Your mind's got the key ingredient, it's belief. Better see what the negative.
Hello, everyone, and welcome once again to another edition of the Sports Report Podcast. I'm one of your hosts, Mr. William D. Morgan. Now, my best friend and buddy, as you'll see in a minute, is sort of kind of down right now. And normally, I would save this for tomorrow night on Fight Night. But because my buddy's feeling kind of down, I'm going to do it right now.
Round one, fight.
Yes! Yes, round one, fight. All right. Now, I want you to understand something. Josie got attacked by a bunch of angry Asian women. And I don't understand what happened there. Josie never told me the story. I don't know. Maybe we'll get our answers to it when we bring Josie up. Josie, what's up?
Well, I can't tell you the story because you'll get too turned on. You'll get too turned on and we won't be able to have a show. And then it'll last through tomorrow, and you won't show up for tomorrow. You'll just be on that hunt for Asian women. And it'll never stop. No, honestly, ladies and gentlemen, I am the poster child. If you need a reason to tell your kids to wear a fucking helmet, wear a fucking helmet.
Glad you're okay.
I used my face to stop my fall.
Damn! I ain't never heard of this bullshit in my life.
No, I wrecked on my bike today, and I have fractured my eye socket and my sinus cavity.
Mm.
Oh, and bam!
Mm.
Lost my whole thumbnail.
Mm. You'll be all right. We'll make you one on Google. All right, let's go ahead and let's go ahead and bring my brother from another mother. Dan, what's up, man? What's going on, man?
I can't imagine what that wreck looked like. I bet it looked like a baby giraffe riding a unicycle.
I've always wondered what my wreckouts look like, Dan, honestly. 6'6" guy riding this bike.
It's not advisable. It's not advisable, and what have we learned? This is number two now. This is the second wipeout, so maybe we don't ride the bike. Okay, this is the fourth one. Maybe we don't ride the bike anymore. After two, maybe we don't ride the bike anymore, but that's just me. Just me, just a suggestion.
This is the second one in which I've broken something.
All right, you guys. Good stuff. All right, you guys, we're going to get started. First, we're going to do the seventh inning stretch.
And the snow cone is back, bitches. Oh,
God.
Crickets. Creep, creep, creep. Creep, creep.
All right, what are we starting with, Will?
Produce.
We'll start with the seventh inning stretch.
I want to be the best in the game. Invest in my name. Check no restraints. I'm obsessed with the pain. I ingest, I retain. Assess and I change. Possessed by the thought I'll be free one day from society's restraints.
You look like a vanilla Green Lantern. Exactly what you look like.
You look like the troll.
The color is spot on for the Joker.
Idiot. You look like the troll version of that thing they use in the courtroom to tell kids where the guy touched them at.
You touched me here?
Yes.
Oh my gosh. All right, what's going on in the world of baseball, guys? We're like a quarter of the way through. The Rays are kicking ass.
It's not going to last.
The Rays won their first, what was it, 13 games, 14 games, which tied the major league record. It doesn't matter. I mean, the Rays are good. Like the Rays offense is good. Like they hit the ball. Wander Franco's a stud. Wander Franco's number two in major league baseball and wins above replacement more. behind only Garrett Cole of the New York Yankees, who gave up six runs yesterday in the seventh inning. But yeah, the Rays are doing well. It's
Garrett Cole.
We're not even in the dog days yet. The Rays usually start off pretty good. They're usually good. People take the Rays lightly. They're
always for the last 5 years are usually a playoff team. If not a playoff team, they're right on that cusp of trying to get a wild card.
Their farm system is amazing, really, which means that all those places they have set up in Cuba and Colombia, where they just take those Colombian kids right off the street when they're eight and teach them how to play baseball. They're doing well with all that stuff. Wander Franco is a stud. Wandy Diaz at the front of that lineup. I mean, they're loaded, honestly. Like, it's the AL East, though. I mean, it's the AL East. Everybody's loaded in the AL East.
And they're sitting at 29-7 right now.
And, Dan, do you feel like with Tampa, you're going to get what we kind of talked about with NBA teams in the beginning of the NBA season? Like, they're just trying to throw it all at the wall right now. It's a long fucking season.
I really don't think so. The Rays are going to be good. The Rays are probably going to win the AL East. The
Rays are a playoff team.
They're probably going to win the AL East. I mean, there's probably going to be three playoff teams out of the AL East, and they're going to all beat the shit out of each other. Luckily, we don't have to play. They don't interdivisionally play anymore. There's no 17 games against the Rays. Everybody has to play. You know, they play equally now.
So glad they got rid of interdivisional games.
Like, it's dumb.
It just gets so boring after seeing these three series games every once a month at least.
It made sense the way that the playoffs were constructed at the time to do that. But then when they changed the playoff format, there's no reason to do it anymore. So, like, yeah, just get everybody to play everybody. Teams go to different places that they haven't been before. That's good for fans. That's obviously what they're trying to do is they're trying to get a lot of – pardon me. They're trying to get a lot of fan interaction. And that's a good way to do it, is to get all the teams to go to different places more during the year. Everyone goes everywhere. So it's awesome. I mean – Rob Fanfred is doing a good job. Yeah, I know it's muck Rob Fanfred.
So you said three teams in the East in the playoffs. So you think it's the three teams leading the East right now? You got Tampa, Baltimore, Toronto.
No, absolutely not. I think it's probably Toronto, Tampa, and New York. I think the Yankees are still
Yankees, bro. Bottom of the East. I mean, again, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, like, they're
500. So,
and the Yankees are what, two games over 500 still? Like, yeah, and they.
I mean, the East they have act. Like, y'all have some of the best records in baseball.
The Yankees have $167 million in payroll on the IR right now on the injured list. So, that's more than 24 major league teams if you're keeping track. So they have an entire team just not playing. Like, their starting lineup right now is a shell of what it actually is, and they're still keeping pace. So, like, when they get everybody back, they're going to be fine. I think they're still the best. I think they're still the best team in the East. Tampa's obviously looked great, but that offense is going to fizzle out. They can't hit like that all year. They have like four guys hitting over 320 or something like that. That's not going to happen all year. So, like, They're gonna start to struggle. They're gonna even out, and it'll be close all the way through. But Baltimore, they have Addison Russell, or Addison, what the fuck is his name? Why can I think of his name? Anyway, the catcher, switch hitting catcher, stud. But they're not talented enough to win that division. Boston. Tony would love to say that they're talented enough to win. They're probably not going to make the playoffs.
Boston will not, by the All-Star break, I say it now, Boston will not have a winning record.
I don't think so either. I think that they're going to sit around 500 all year, and they're not going to in that division, they're not going to make the playoffs. But
out of that division, Boston to me makes the most sense for last place. Like,
I think it does. I think
they're either building a team that's going to be competitive in the next couple of years, or they already are a team that's competitive.
I think that they'll be down there with the Pigeons, the Baltimore Pigeons, and then we'll be at the bottom of the East. The Baltimore Pigeons are used to being there. They're bottom feeders. the Baltimore Pigeons. In any other division, the Baltimore Pigeons are you know, Hawks, but they're not in that one, so they're just not talented enough. But
All of them are doing better than my Mets.
Well, I was also going to talk about the West real quick. I mean, Houston sitting 17-17. Houston just hasn't kicked into gear yet. Like, and I think it's not as bad as you were talking with your Yankees, Dan. But yeah, like, we've got a lot on IR, and now that we're losing Valdez as well, like that sucks. And he's probably out most of the season, if not the entire season, with Tommy John's.
If he's having Tommy John's for real, I didn't know that was confirmed. But if he confirmed as having Tommy John's, he's out for at least one calendar year. So yeah. So there's, you lose about that's your ace basically. I mean, outside of Javier.
Yeah.
I mean, that pitching staff is ridiculous though. They have plenty of backup to that.
They've already brought a guy up from AAA who started last night, who looked amazing and got us the win. Looked great.
Yeah. Yeah. Their farm system's stacked in there.
Another one, Dan. Like, if you're gonna rank farm systems, Houston's in the top five.
Houston's gonna be fine. They're gonna be fine, especially within that division.
I still believe we win the West. I gotta give Texas props. Los Angeles hasn't crumbled yet, but I'm still expecting it to happen. Seattle. I mean, I still think they'll be a playoff team.
The Angels. Every headline is Shohei Ohtani does something that Babe Ruth hasn't been done since Babe Ruth, and Mike Trout has four RBIs as the Angels lose to the Orioles 8-7.
I mean, like, they're 19-16.
Every single. Yeah, that's every like, but that's just gonna like, why are they not fucking better than they are?
Because they that you literally named the only two stars they have. They have built no one around these two generational talents.
Those two generational, if those two are generational talents, they should be leading to playoffs.
I agree, but like, that's the thing. They just need more. They just don't. Two guys in baseball can't do it all.
Especially one. Well, it's technically three guys because they have Shohei is a DH all star and a Cy Young pitcher. So like technically he's two, but so there's three guys. You would think that they could at least stack something around. Renifo, their second baseman from last year, he looked like he was going to be good. He's shit out. Their pitching seems to always just be terrible. It's besides Ohtani. But they just, I don't know what the hell the fucking deal is with them. I honestly blame Mike Trout at this point. I don't know who else to blame. In baseball, one guy can only do so much. I mean, Barry Bonds never won a World Series. So one guy can only do so much, but two guys or three players should be able to at least make a swing. You know, like I think that they'll make the playoffs, honestly. But you know what they do. I would love to see Mike Trout go to a fucking ALCS or a World Series.
If they don't, it's been said 1,000 times. If they don't look at the playoffs by the trade deadline, they're going to be trading Ohtani. So
I think Trout's the first one to go. Trout is definitely going to be the first one to go in that equation because I think they're going to dump. I think they're going to dump Mike Trout in hopes of keeping Ohtani because there's no way that you can have those two payrolls that they're going to have. Honestly, that's going to be $100 million plus wrapped up in two guys. Well, like I said, three players technically, but still, you can't. I mean, he takes up one roster spot. He's two guys, but that's why he's going to get paid so much money. But you just can't. I don't know if you can do that. You probably could, but they're not going to want to stay there if they don't make the playoffs. So. It's a tough situation. The Angels in Los Angeles, like a huge market, a storied franchise. Angels in the outfield. It's one of the most storied baseball franchises. It's one of the most popular baseball franchises in the United States. They have one of the biggest fan bases. And yet, like, so we have to look at Mike Trout in that on the field, and then off the field, you have to look at their management. So somebody needs to get fucking fired. There needs to be some like overhauls in the Angels organization at this point. So unless they have a good year this year, but that doesn't really make up for the last eight.
Exactly. Real quick, jumping over to the National League. I did want to talk about Will's Mets sitting 17-18, just under .500 at the moment.
Playing like trash.
For the money they spent, bro. I realize, again, we're just barely getting into a quarter of the season. It is a long season. Things can happen. But, man, for the money y'all spent in the offseason to be sitting 17-18 right now, losing three or seven of your last three.
Gotta lose your record at home.
Sorry.
Gotta lose your record at home.
I mean, how about the San Diego Padres? Spent just ridiculous amounts of money on one game over 500.
Yep.
In the middle of the NL West. I mean, it just doesn't matter at this point, I don't think. Like it does, but like it's so much more about how these teams just look on the eye test goes.
Again, with the Pods, I still think they have a good chance of repeating this year. Like
they fucking better series. They fucking better. That roster is ridiculous.
It's stacked. It's gotten better than what got them there last season. And you got to remember where they were last season until they clicked it, until that big run.
Yeah.
Last
500.
Season, they were just
snuck into the playoffs.
500.
Wild card in the playoffs and then and then showed out. Yeah. I mean, they have a bunch of dudes who just fucking rake in the playoffs too. Like Machado rakes in the playoffs. Juan Soto rakes in the playoffs. Now they have Xander Bogaerts rakes in the playoffs. I mean, they have big scene guys. So, they have big time guys, and they'll be all right.
The Padres are good. Aren't you also a Braves fan though?
The fathers.
Will, aren't you also a Braves fan too?
No. He's not, weirdly.
Nope.
I like that Will doesn't let geography influence his fandom.
Mm-mm.
I hate that shit. I'm a Nebraska fan, but like that's just like a born into thing. That's not like me going, hey, I'm from Nebraska, so I like the Huskers. That's really just like a bloodline thing at this point. But I don't like. Why do you have to be a fan of the team that you live next to? Is that
right?
That's a weird thing.
My cousin has been a Denver Broncos fan literally his entire life, and that was all because of Elway. And he's never.
Yeah.
It just so happened. I grew up in Houston. My dad was an Oilers fan, and it moved over. And yeah.
Right.
I live in the middle of Bulldog country, but I'm an FSU fan. Go figure. I'm in the middle of Bulldog country, and I love my Syracuse Orangemen basketball.
Yeah.
So yeah, I'm out there in left field.
Yeah. Well, you're that just shows that you're actually clearly watching the games and not just going, oh well, I'm just from here, so I'm just a fan of these guys. Like, if you're not a fan of them, then don't be a fan of them. You can be a fan of whoever you want. Like, just go be a fan of whoever you want.
Yep.
Like, I was a Blue Jays fan growing up, like younger. Because I liked Carlos Delgado, like Delgado with his button down jersey and shit. And like, I just liked how they played. Tony Bautista and those guys, like, you know, remember that those teams early 2000s?
Yep. I remember.
Yeah. So I just like styles. I mean, obviously LeBron's from Ohio. Like it's not, you know,
I'm in the middle of Falcon country, but I'm a Saints fan.
Right. So, There's no, like, I'm not a Chiefs fan. You know, I'm from like straight, like literally an hour and a half north of Kansas City. And I've never been a Chiefs fan. And trust me, everybody tried to get me to be a Chiefs fan.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, everybody. Yeah. I've been to Chiefs games and I've cheered for the Chiefs. Didn't believe it. I lied to myself during those moments at Arrowhead.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Well,
sorry.
All right, you guys, let's go ahead and move on over to the NBA. Dan, I got some questions for you.
Okay.
All right, buddy, what have you thought about round two of the playoffs?
It's been exciting, honestly. I'm not even going to go with the Lakers first. The Lakers game is on right now.
Is a dog.
Buckets. Jimmy Buckets is a dog. He's a dog. He's a dog, but Jimmy has nothing to show for it. I mean,
no.
Bubble Jimmy talked some shit on LeBron and those guys and they fucking buried him. He has no, like, he has no credible other than he just goes for 60 and shit.
He's going to will the Heat to the conference finals. I think he is literally by his own will going to get them to the conference finals.
That system with Eric Spoelstra is a huge part of that too.
Spoelstra,
honestly,
Spoelstra is on is getting to be on that level of like no one's going to be ever like as good as Pac in the respect that people have for Pop, but like Spoelstra is an amazing fucking coach.
And
like,
plus, I think.
And plus, the thing with me, the reason why Jimmy's been getting the green light so much is because Tyler Hero's out. So
he got there.
You know, he's getting that green light because Hero's out. Bam's doing his thing. And to piggyback off what you said about Spoelstra, he always has been getting maximum effort from his players, and you got to give him that.
I mean, I would say that Spoelstra's on the Rick Carlisle level, the like the Don Nelson level, the Doc Rivers for for all of his flaws level. Like he's on that kind of Brad Stevens. He's on that level, like the very good level at this point. He's young still too. I mean, the guy looks like he's fucking 35, but he's in his late 40s. But still,
is he really? I mean,
yeah,
he's in his late 40s.
His 40s. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I mean, he might be. He's pushing 50.
You realize when you think about it that he coached one of the first like, I know he wasn't. It wasn't one of the first, but it was one of the like first touted super teams with Braun and Bosch.
Yeah,
and
He was the. He was the coach when they won the titles.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like,
13, 14,
One of those. He was the coach to really coach, really have the first super team and did it well and led them to.
It wasn't the first super team.
Well, I mean, it went not.
Labeled super team. Like, they came out and really said it.
Yeah, yeah. Pearson, Ray Allen, and those guys in Boston would probably be like the first.
Definitely
like,
been more super teams. But
well, there was that one in the Chicago in the 90s, too.
Yeah,
the second three-peat, I think, is a super team. I don't think the first three-peat was a super team, but that second three-peat, that's a super team.
And in their defense, I mean, they became a super team because of the first three. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So, like, it was like they're doing why they became a super team. So they were like a self-made super team, like almost like a self-made super band, like the Beatles. Like, all four members of the Beatles are fucking freaks musically. Yep. Like, they just made, like, Zeppelin, like... Yep. My favorite band ever. All four of them were just like fucking ridiculous. Like they just kind of like came together naturally and didn't have to like, but then you have Audioslave, who's Rage Against the Machine and Soundgarden, right? So like that's more the Heatles, they called them. And like, that's more like that thing. Like, so they just like, that's why people don't give as much credit because nobody's going to call Audioslave the greatest band of all time because Audioslave had to come from two different great bands to become, right?
What they
So that's why everyone's going to give the fucking nod to Zeppelin and the Beatles and shit and the Stones is because they just came together naturally. So that's like what the Bulls are kind of. They just came together as a super team, super band naturally. So it is 1816 Los Angeles.
If Golden State don't win this, and I don't think they're going to win this series, I just think they're too damn small. They're done. They're toast.
Well, LeBron and the Lakers are going to the Western Conference Finals, bud. You know what?
Yeah.
LeBron and the Lakers, I don't care who they get in the Western Conference Finals.
I'll give them that.
They better. So the Suns will be the toughest matchup for Los Angeles. The Suns are way tougher. If the Los Angeles Lakers get the Denver Nuggets, bud, LeBron James is going to their finals.
I don't think so. Because if any team can match, because of one thing that gets the Lakers through is size. They have size, they have length. Denver has the same thing. They have size, they have length.
That's a good point.
Particularly at the positions that the Lakers do. Because right now, they can throw bodies at AD.
They can throw bodies at LeBron.
They can throw bodies at LeBron. They can even D'Lo. So I think Denver might be a little bit more of a tougher matchup than Phoenix because if you take Ayton out of that equation and you don't know what Ayton you're going to get.
Yeah.
At least you know you're going to get Aaron Gordon. He's going to play up to his potential. Jokic is going to play up to his potential. Hell, if they got to bring DeAndre Jordan off the bench, that's just an extra body to get fouls. So I think that Denver matches up a little bit better with the Lakers than Phoenix because, again, Phoenix is small too, and all their defensive help got traded when he picked up KD.
Well, that's kind of what I was thinking, though, Will. Like, think about it like, from the opposite. You make a great point. I mean, that is a very good point. From the other way, the Phoenix – There's nobody on the Lakers is going to match. They don't match up well with Phoenix on the defensive side of the ball. Like, I mean, who's taking Kevin Durant? I mean, you would have to throw Anthony Davis at Kevin Durant almost the entire time.
And that's
on the floor. Well, no, Anthony Davis can D up Kevin Durant. I think that's a legitimate thing. I mean, he's not going to stop Kevin Durant. Nobody stops Kevin Durant. Like, I think that he can D him up legitimately, but then you take away Anthony Davis's energy for the offensive side of the ball. You know what I'm saying? Like, if he has to work on Kevin Durant the whole time, Jared Vanderbilt could D up Kevin Durant. I mean, but as far as like, and then who are you throwing at? Fucking Devin Booker. They have nobody who matches up defensively with Devin Booker either.
Maybe Bron on Booker.
That's what I'm saying. Like, just so like you're saying, like, just the other side of that's fucked up too. Cause nobody, I mean, the Suns have nobody that's going to fucking D up LeBron or Anthony Davis besides, like you said, DeAndre Ayton. And we don't know what DeAndre Ayton we're going to get. Is it Domin? Yeah. Is it Domin Ayton? Or is it, you know, he needs to be Ayton. I don't know what the fuck, but you know, like the bad one,
Exactly. You don't know if you're going to get 20 and 12 or 12 and 8 from Ayton. You have no clue.
And 5,000 in the first half.
You talk about Heat Knicks.
Nobody cares.
No one, pretty much.
Really, nobody cares.
Jimmy Butler is going to will
the Heat. I'm just happy that my pick of the Knicks got to the second round.
I was going to say, well, I fucking hope that he would will them to the Eastern Conference Finals. He has to go through the Knicks.
Exactly.
Like, what the fuck? They have their best player is 5'10". Their best player is my height.
And I don't get the Knicks rotation. It's like they go six deep.
That's it. Like Cam Reddish.
And that's it.
That's all you get. And just like, and Julius Randle's out there not knowing what position he fucking plays. Does he know? I don't think he knows. Like, yeah, it's positionless basketball, Julius, but you still have to play somewhat of a role. Yeah. You can't be nine different players. That's not you. Okay.
Exactly.
But like, he doesn't know what's going on most of the times. Yeah. Jalen Brunson is a cerebral stud. I get it. He's a great point guard. He's a fucking floor general. Hell yeah to him. I'm a huge Jalen Brunson fan because I think that obviously anybody who's that tall, who is a stud in the NBA is a freak. You got to be a freak. Yep. And like, so I mean, good for him. But at the same time, like, there's no way that team's not.
They go. You get Cam Reddish. You might get a splash of Derrick Rose every now and again. That's it. That's all.
Philadelphia will roll. If, I mean, obviously Philadelphia's got to get through the Celtics, which it looks as at this point, I think that it will be Philly. I think it's going to be Philly, Miami, and the Eastern Conference Finals.
It could be.
I think it will be. It's 2-2 in the,
I don't trust
that was last night. Yeah. I don't either. Well, yeah, for some reason that's the weird thing is like Tatum obviously shows up last year, you know, gets into a finals, but at the same time, like I don't either. It's weird.
Don't trust
them. It's weird. Like Jaylen Brown, they show up, but I don't know if that's got to be on their coach, right? That's got to be on
gotta be.
What's his name?
Mavetta
or whatever the fuck his name is.
He beat up a woman
before the season. Remember that? We talked about that.
You have to.
He strangled a woman.
Your team has to have an identity. You just can't keep going back and forth. One night, Boston looks fantastic offensively. The other night, they look great defensively. When you look at the last game they played, they lost in OT. I don't understand. You got James Harden out there blocking shots.
Right. So it is 2-2, like I thought. And I mean, it's a toss up, obviously, like, cause like you're saying, like they could just come out and fucking Jaylen Brown and Tatum could just combine for 70, and they win a pivotal game five. And then it's like, oh shit. Okay. So Boston, it's going to be Boston fucking Miami, which you get Boston Miami. Then I think Boston's going to fucking go.
Oh yeah.
And then whoever comes out of the West is going to roll fucking Boston at this point. Like,
because I think Denver and the Lakers are both better than Boston.
They had a fucking tougher road. You know what I'm saying? Like they've already played like better competition. So like they get to the finals and it's like 2020 in the bubble where everybody knew what was going to happen before those finals started, dude. Like everybody knew. Everybody was already giving me shit because I was already talking shit because I knew they were going to win the fucking finals. Right. And everybody knew they were going to win the finals. And it, when everybody knows, it's like, it doesn't often happen that it goes the other way because like, it's that obvious. Like,
yeah,
you're mismatched. And like, that's not how the finals should be for one.
Nope.
But like, I think it should definitely be, I would like to see Philly in the finals. I'd like to see Philly. And, obviously I would like to see the Lakers, but like, I think, I think Philly and, Phoenix would be good. Philly and anybody from the West would be good. Mm-hmm. Besides the Nuggets, because I don't like watching the Nuggets play, but that's just me personally.
Why?
I think it's shit basketball. I think they play pretty shit. I think Nikola Jokic has fucking bent. I think he's bent the rules to. I think that he has manipulated the rules, and this is not me counting off Nikola Jokic, because to manipulate the rules and be a fucking two-time MVP, you have to be a fucking stud. Like, don't get me wrong, but I still feel like he's manipulating the rules a little bit and manipulating the fucking the metrics and all this stuff. Like, he's like all these numbers that like Nikola Jokic is the greatest power forward of all time. If you look at metrics, if you look at the numbers only, he is the greatest power forward of all time at this point. Like, that's not even, I don't even statistically, just averages, obviously not totals because he hasn't played long enough, but average totals, the guy's the best fucking power forward ever, basically. And that doesn't always translate. And I think that he's manipulated a little bit. And I think that you've seen that when it gets to the playoffs, because there's no more regular season games where you can manipulate the numbers and do these kind of things where you're getting, you know, you just averaging triple doubles and shit. Like, that doesn't happen in the playoffs. You get D'd up, and he's doing a great, I mean, he's still obviously dominating in the playoffs too. So it's not like he's, you know, it's a fluke, but at the same time, I feel like he's manipulated. I just don't like to watch him play. It's just me. It's just my opinion. Perfect. And it's nothing against the Nuggets. I'm going to watch the finals regardless, and I'm going to be interested in the finals regardless. I don't think that Denver's going to be in it because they're Denver.
Right.
And that's me at this point. But I think, dude, fucking the Western Conference Finals is going to be the best series.
It's going to be the best out of two. Yeah.
So if you get Phoenix LA would be a really good one. Oh, Phoenix LA would be a really good one, and so would Phoenix Denver.
Yep.
Or sorry, LA Denver would be a really good one.
Let me ask you this. Has Devin Booker proved that Phoenix is his team?
Yeah. I don't think anybody was doubting that. I think that clearly at this point, Kevin Durant is a gun for hire. Yeah. I think Kevin Durant is a gun for hire, and I think that he knows he's a gun for hire, and he's fine with it. And I don't think there's anything wrong with that. I mean, those are, you know, the coolest fucking action movies are gun for hire movies.
Oh, yeah.
The coolest guys in fucking action movies are always the fucking gun for hire guy. It's just a badass. Yeah, who you just pay, like Bullet Tooth Tony from Snatch. You ever seen the movie Snatch? He's like, what do I call you? Bullet Tooth Tony? He's like, you can call me Susan if it makes you happy. Like that's the, like, he's just there to fucking kill people. Like that Kevin Durant's just here to fucking kill people, dude. Yep. Like Kevin Durant's got Desert Eagle .50 written down the side of his gun. And it's bigger than yours. And like that's like he's just there to fucking fuck people up. Okay. And I love it. So, it'll be exciting.
Last question. I'm going to change it up a little bit. CP3, is he done?
He's been done for a year and a half, 2 years.
He's done.
Yeah, he can still play. Don't get me wrong. I mean, I don't think he's a liability. He's a defensive liability for sure.
Yes.
He's a good backup.
He's been a defensive liability most of his career.
Absolutely. A lot of it early was his lack of desire. Now it's just his lack of athleticism. Right. So, and desire. He probably has more desire now to play defense, but he, you know, doesn't have the young legs anymore. So, too late. But I hate that Chris Paul's going to be known, but that's what he's going to be known for, is just never could get it done in the playoffs. Unfortunately, I mean, he's a Hall of Famer.
But he's
got Barkley stamp. He's got the Barkley stamp.
Had he not gotten hurt in Houston, they had a shot. That was probably the closest he ever got right there.
If the Nazis would have won the war, then we'd be all fucking speaking German.
You're not wrong, man. You're not wrong. I'm just saying.
Not wrong, man.
You and I have talked about does he not go down in that game? Houston had a chance to at least make it to the championship that season.
Yes. Doesn't Nick Wright do a thing on – Nick Wright does a thing on somebody, I can't remember who he's even talking about, but he's talking about somebody taking advantage of people getting hurt in the playoffs. And it's a Western Conference. I think it's fucking, I can't, why can I not think of it now? Somebody, I can't remember who he's talking about, but basically it's just like this dude gets to the finals all the time. It's not LeBron, obviously, but it's somebody, but he's saying like, yeah, he says Houston, Chris Paul goes down and there's just like all these coincidences that end up this dude gets into the fucking finals every time. But yeah, it could have, but you know, Dallas could have fucking not lost in the first round in 2007.
Yeah.
Facts.
You know, so yeah. I mean, yeah. it is. Dirk would have two, and then Dirk's.
I'm just saying because that
even
helped
Paul's game even more.
The talent on that team and the way that Paul and Harden were clicking, it was a very real possibility.
Yeah. Oh, the Warriors is who he's talking about. He's talking about the Warriors.
Don't say Warriors.
Oh, yeah.
About how they have they've basically caught a lot of breaks along the way. They have caught a lot of breaks. Mm. Oh yeah. Okay. Yeah. Because it was the Zaza Pachulia stepping on fucking Kawhi. Yeah. So it's that year. It's the Chris Paul year. It was like, dude, it was like 4 or 5 years in a row that they won like 3 or 4 championships, and it was almost completely based on the fact that they got some like huge break during some series. Yeah. And like it was the Warriors. So he was trying to discount the Warriors dynasty, basically, is what he was doing. But like, yeah, there was a lot of like coincidence, and Chris Paul was definitely part of that. So
oh yeah, for sure, yeah, for sure. All right, let's go ahead and move on to our fight night segment. Let's go ahead and then we'll go ahead and finish up the show real quick. I do want to say one thing. NFL schedule will be out on the 11th for the 2023 season. We'll post that on the Sports Report Facebook page, so check it out there. Right now, let's go ahead and move over to Fight Night, and we'll finish up. Congratulations to my baby, my girl Camille, for being the NWA Women's Champion over 700 days. Congratulations to you. All right, Joseph, go ahead.
Real quick, before we dive into this, would you have ever thought before the pandemic that we would have three companies that are all celebrating champions over 500 days at this point?
I would never.
That is Jade Cargill, Camille, and Roman Reigns.
I never would have thought that. Never.
It's insane. It's crazy. Yeah.
It is.
It's like we're back some kind of way back in the territory days. Like it's just, it blows me away. Congrats to Camille. Roman Reigns is only like 2 weeks away from 1,000 days.
Yep.
I
heard a rumor that they want him to take Hogan's record. That's what I heard.
Okay, I don't have it on this one, Will, so I can't pull it up. But
I hope that's not true.
If that is the case, that is September of next year.
Damn.
That is number three.
That's a long time. There you go, Josie.
So, yeah, September of 2024, Crown Jewel.
That's a long time. Jesus.
I mean, now that we're... They're putting a new title out there, which I didn't get to see the end of it, but it looks this tournament's weird, Will. They're doing all of one side on one night, all on the other night.
Damn. It is kind of weird.
So tonight they did both the triple threats and the semifinals, and I didn't find out who won it, but I'm at the semifinals when I think we're end up going to be Rollins versus Rhodes. And I'm betting Rollins won it.
All right. What else do you have to talk about in the world of professional?
What I really wanted to talk about was Backlash. Now, if you watch Fight Night at all, you know we have been shitting on Backlash for weeks.
Hell yeah.
It wasn't well planned. There really wasn't a good match on the card. It was very much a throwaway show. However, I've got to say, I watched bits and pieces. That fucking crowd in Puerto Rico was fucking lit. One of the best woes, Will, I've ever heard. Like, it was crazy. And the response for Bad Bunny's entrance was absolutely insane. Which his entrance, he killed that entrance.
Couple of things real quick I wanted to kind of back you up on.
Wait, one real quick, Will. Finn won the second triple threat. So okay. Finn versus Seth in the semis of that tournament. And hang on.
I have a question when you guys are done. Okay. About wrestling.
As you're looking that up. As you're looking that up, Josie, I do want to go over the winners of this real quick. Bianca Belair versus Io Sky for the Raw Women's Championship.
Io killed that match. I got to give it to Io.
Yeah.
She was. I
saw that one on YouTube, but Bianca got the win on that. Seth Rollins versus Almost. My God. But Seth Rollins won. Okay. Austin Theory versus Bronson Reed. Versus Bobby Lashley. Austin Theory gets the win. Rhea Ripley versus Zelina Vega. I will say this. If anybody deserved a moment, it was her. She got her moment, and I'm happy for her. She had this special outfit on. I'm happy that she got her moment.
Should she have won? Seen a lot of discussion on this.
I would have let her win. Even if it was by DQ.
I think she had to win the title. To win, she needed to have the title. But honestly, I think she should have won, and they could have put it back on Rhea tonight.
Yeah, that would have been a good story. She would have won. That would have been a great story.
I mean, like, how often do you get to give a title to someone like that in their home country, place you never go?
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Bad Bunny versus Damian Priest. Bad Bunny gets the win. His entrance was awesome.
Awesome, and I gotta say, Bad Bunny killed it.
The Usos and Silko versus Riddle, Zayn, and Owens. The winners were the Bloodline. And last but certainly not least, Cody Rhodes gets his revenge against Brock Lesnar.
I'm hoping this was Brock's kind of like swan song. I'm tired of seeing him get rid of it.
Brock Lesnar.
Back to the
Is that
gotta say
the buffer
match was Paulie, great.
That's Paul Heyman. Brock Lesnar.
I thought you were doing buffer. Like Brock Lesnar.
I want to go back to the Bad Bunny match real quick. That was a really great match. Bad Bunny looked fantastic. Him and Damian Priest killed it. I will say, Will, it was one of those overbooked messes that as a wrestling fan you just love. I mean, Carlito!
Yep.
Face of people who don't want to be cool.
Exactly.
And Savio Vega and, like, Avia, all of that was great. It reminded me kind of Triple H and Sting at Mania had that very similar vibe. And like I said, the crowd in that match was just fucking amazing. It was just so good. We'll talk more about this and more tomorrow night on Fight Night. And then real quick, I just wanted to mention, Will, AEW, 65,000 tickets already sold for Wembley. 65,000 tickets.
Impressive.
It's really impressive. Not a match announced yet.
But you know what all this means. Ain't shit to do in Wembley. Ain't shit to do. They support anything. How many years have they supported the NFL over there?
AEW is the number one wrestling product in that area.
I mean,
there's a lot of like boosters, that might be given away from some tickets and things.
The only thing they ain't been over there is the NBA.
So, Dan, I totally agree with you. They did do 45,000 just in pre-sales, and the pre-sales pretty much were bot-proof.
Yep.
Because they did a solo cold code for each person. You had to sign up and get a code. But I do 100% agree with you. Of the 20,000 that were sold after pre-sale, how much of those aren't bought?
Right, right.
And it can be bot-proof and still have one person buying a large amount. Yeah.
Well, they were limited. Each code was limited to 4 tickets.
Okay. Well, I mean, you
get every person. Get a different person to do it. I mean, if you wanted to go through the work and have multiple emails and sign up for multiple codes, yeah, you could do it that way. And I mean, if someone devoted that kind of time and really did that, more power to them.
That's whole organizations that do that thing. But like, I'm not saying that about the AEW because I don't really know. But
I mean, all it takes is one number into the algorithm to change it.
That's what I was gonna say. Like, I mean, you could. I'm not even saying it's like bots or anything really doing it. I think that it might just be like boosters like buying up large amounts of the tickets and then just giving them away, which is fine. You know what I'm saying? Because that's actually people that would want to go to it, I guess, anyway. So it doesn't really matter. It doesn't really matter. There's still going to be 70,000 people there. So who the fuck cares?
You know? Yeah, that's all I care about is I want to see the stadium as packed as it can be. At this point, I think they possibly sell out.
That one of those big ones would be fucking kind of weird though, right? Like one of those huge wrestling, like that's
the show better represent.
Yeah.
Because you sold 65,000.
Yeah.
You can't have a weak show.
No, we've talked about it several times. Punk and the Elite need to be main eventing this show.
Mm-hmm.
You also need to have, I heard the other day that Aldis's contract with Impact is short. It's just a short-term deal. Okay. So he still could be available to do that show. McIntyre's contract is actually not up until 2024.
And I heard they want to sign him back. So
there's still discussion there, but he will not be available for this show.
No.
We've said it. Ospreay has to be on this card.
Gotta be. My boy gotta be there.
Gotta be. Ospreay versus Omega should happen.
That's my boy. Will Ospreay is my boy. That's my dude.
But damn, what was your question? That's all I had. Tune in to Fight Night tomorrow night. I think all of us will be there. Maybe even Kill's ass. So,
if you can be your own wrestler, hypothetically, but you have to take some dude's intro, like his walk up. You have to take like kind of like basically the same main idea of it.
But I could change.
Who are you taking? You can change whatever you want, but it's got to be like the same idea, kind of like the same theory. I would say that you probably have to keep the music kind of the same, almost like it's kind of the same thing. But you're obviously you're your own person.
WWE.
You're taking somebody's walk up like theme, basically.
WWE's already done this. You might not know, Dan, but Joe's. I know you remember. You remember Candice Michelle? Mm-hmm. Her theme got reused. I forgot the dude's name, but her theme got reused for a male wrestler a little bit after she left the company.
Yeah.
So that's already been done.
So who's would your guys be?
But who's
mine would be Val Venus.
If you're taking someone else's intro, who's it
for
gonna
my
be?
Guy?
I just want to do like the steam towel thing.
As you, William Morgan, if you were a pro wrestler,
but you have to kind of someone else's.
Yeah. Intro, and you can tweak it. Who is
got to be the main idea? That's got to be the same.
Oh, Booker T, easy.
Yeah,
that was the original entrance from his Harlem Heat days.
Yeah. I just want to do the Val Venus towel thing. Where he does the
Val Venus always had a great one, man.
You seen Val Venus now though?
Is it weird?
Oh, he's weird. He's a First Amendment auditor now. He's off at now.
I was gonna say, is he sad? He's probably a little saggy. I mean, those roids will do that to you, man. They give you tits and all kinds of shit.
Mine would probably be Dolph Ziggler's, the show off Dolph. I always loved his entrance. Either that or HBK. HBK always had a great entrance.
Right. The layout.
Now if I can have my own ring announcer to say whatever I want, it'd be my boy Kennedy.
I love Kennedy. You know me, Will. I've always been a I've always loved me the Dapper Yapper. Justin Roberts, to me, is one of the best ring announcers ever. But I got to say, this new girl that they just moved over to Raw.
Oh, she's awesome, too.
She's pretty damn good.
Yeah.
She is pretty damn good.
Yeah, she is. She is. All right, you guys. Is there anything else we need to go over tonight? Anything else we got?
Did Erica die?
She got locked out of her office. Her roommate is asleep in there.
Damn.
She has an office?
That's where she always shoots from, yeah.
Oh. I have an office too. It's my living room. And my it's my man cave garage living room.
Mine's my kitchen. Still. So.
Mine's my bedroom.
You're in your kitchen right now?
No, I'm staying at my parents tonight.
Oh, okay. I was gonna say that doesn't like a kitchen at all.
Yeah, mine's my bedroom. Mine's my bedroom with my green screen.
Right. I mean, that's the best way. I mean, that's the best way to do it. You don't need hardly any room at all. You need your desk and then then right behind you.
Yep. That's it.
It looks the most professional too.
It does.
Oh yeah. Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah.
I stole this background from Harris Heller. So shout out to him.
I like that. It looks like you're in like a, it looks like you're in like maybe a Saw movie at the very beginning. it's like brick wall.
I need to go take some more medicine. My face hurts.
You can go take some more Vicodin, pass out, you fucking drug addict. Jesus.
They didn't even prescribe me anything. All I'm taking
Damn.
Go get some, dude. Go to your doctor and be like, hey, my fucking face hurts, bro. My fucking thumb got ripped off.
Your ass needs some Percocet or something, Percocet.
Yeah. Why would you not go fucking go get some?
Hell yeah.
I don't care.
Yeah,
sell them.
You not
I mean, don't legal, sell them for legal purposes, but sell them.
You now have a humane reason to get high. You want to get high?
Yes.
You want to get high?
You don't want to get high? Just a little bit high. You want to get high? No, Tally.
Come on, Tally.
Just a little bit high.
Just a little bit high. A bit.
Just huffing the fucking